looking out at the devastation. I'm still here.
My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord, and He's the one that made us. He's the one that loves us. He's the one that leads and guides us through this world and this life and our time and our experience in the earth. Hey, sorry, you guys. I missed, you know, something that I was probably should have gotten out to you guys a little while. A couple of days ago, you know, I got nudged and, you know, I didn't quite respond. I try to be, you know, there's... You know, after the 20 on 20 that we did with Zeph, of course, there's always a, in the realm of the spirit, there's all kinds of things that get stirred up. Because basically, you know, and that, when we do that, we've just basically stuck a flag in the ground every month saying, and it's a spiritual challenge that we have, you know, and as you guys, it's not Zeph and myself and that's it. No, it's all of us. All of us are praying every month. All of us are combining together and going before the throne of grace and bringing our petition before God. So in that process of the saints of God taking a overt stance and moving forward and coming against that demonic stronghold, we will face, in the realm of the spirit, things that come back our way. Now, one thing that's happening is that more and more and more people are getting serious and, you know, getting engaged and are going before the Father and petitioning Him. What we're seeing is we've been seeing movement in the right direction, but we're also seeing, you know, just the strength that comes through in that collective prayer that we're making before God. And also it helps with that backlash. You know, it helps with the hits that we take. So, you know, so you know, realize that in the body of Christ, every one of us, we just need to do the part that God has for us to do. And one joint supplieth the need of another. You know, we want to make sure that we do that part. But please, by all means, brothers and sisters, don't be among those that just sit on the sidelines and watch and just kind of observe and see what's happening. No, this is not that time. You know, this is the time where every person on this earth is engaged. if you're not, either you're engaged on the dark side and doing that last minute scramble, or you're a child of light carrying out the purpose and plan that God has for you here and tangibly engaged. But if you're somewhere in that middle spot, you're just in no man's land, and you're going to just get swept up and picked off. You know, you need to be, I'm serious, you need to be on one side or the other and get going with it. So, you know, so for the child of God, you know, I encourage you to, just to really be part of these things, because, you know, these are things that everybody can do. It just requires some intent, your volition, to be set in a particular direction. It doesn't require people to, you know, whatever it is that God has for you to do after that, just do it out of obedience. But, you know, these are simple things. You know, there's very little excuses that we can have for not being part of that outside of just, you know, not caring. So yeah, you know, and I think God puts these things out there just sometimes as even tests of ourselves, just to really show and reveal where we're at. And are we going to be consistent? Are we going to follow through? Are we going to engage when God gives us ways to engage? Are we going to act when He gives us chances and opportunities to act? You know, and in the middle of that, sure, we still have all of our human flaws and weaknesses and struggles and all the rest of that is still there, of course. But still, we're moving forward in the purposes and plans of God. We're still moving forward, just like all those in the scriptures did with what it was that God was doing in that time. So, you know, ours is not to get everything perfect. Ours is just to respond. Ours is just to obey. Ours is just to move in oneness with His Spirit and just let things be what they are. Because, you know, I think I'm coming to maybe it's just a little bit of a better spot of understanding a little bit more of the dynamic and the paradigm that we're in. And, you know, as horrific as this world can be at times, there's also this element of God having and being in control and doing that which He desires to do in this time in the earth. You know, there was a scripture that I've been going over this one a few different times, and it's just sort of something that's resonated with me. But Revelation chapter 15, this one's been jumping out at me a little bit. And verse 1 and 2 says, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled the wrath of God. And I saw, as there were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." You know what? That's an interesting, for me, verse 2 through 4 in particular, but those four verses, it's an interesting little piece in the middle of the book of Revelation, and where, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, okay, who can make war against the beast and all these things and the you know, mark of the beast and all this stuff. But in the middle of all of this, there's this little section here that says, "To them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God." And look, I'm not going to go into some, you know, big discussion on this, outside of just the simple fact that there's some people out there that have the victory over all that goes on in the earth, even in some of the most difficult and trying times. And I just raised that and for to make that point, because I know sometimes, you know, we feel overwhelmed with the things going on in the earth, and we see the backlashes of the enemy, we see all kinds of things rising up and all of that. But somewhere in the scriptures, and I've never heard a sermon preached on this part or this piece per se, but I was thinking about this one. I'm just like, you know, there's, and it goes through some specifics there, you know, some specifics being too, you know, over his image, over his mark, and the number of his name. Now, remember, the mark was those you could not buy or sell if you didn't have that. If you didn't have that mark, you could not buy or sell. You could not participate in that system. So, but there is a set of people that went by and had victory over that, that managed over that, that were not, didn't have to fall into that trap. And, you know, I mean, these are the people of God. These are now the true people of God, not the ones that, you know, these are the ones that know Him. These are the ones that, because otherwise, without that Spirit of the living God in you, how can you survive against the onslaught of the world system? Even in what it's been. Not even of what it's going to be ramping up to be. Because here's the thing. In the world, the way the world works is when it recruits people into that system, what it then wants you to do is to keep building that that matrix, that hive, that just wants you to keep building that thing, that beehive, that is ultimately there to block out the light and to extract the soul. So it's there to make it, to keep the light and the light of truth from reaching to the earth, from reaching to the people, so it wants to do that. And also to extract the soul and that which has eternal value out of the people that are here. And that is what you do in the world. So when you are recruited to the world and people become part of that system, now your day-to-day efforts in the world and in the world system need to be blocking out the light. And that can be a bunch of manifestations of it. It can be, you know, everything from... I mean, just think about even the stuff they spray in the sky, you know, which is getting more and more evident, and people are talking about the stuff more and more as they look up. It's just so simple. But even that is just blocking the light. There's actually certain things about them messing around with climate, trying to play God, and they're blocking sunlight. Now, in that process, and in what it is that they're working on, and in what it is that they're doing, that the consequence of that is that, you know, they're doing that to their own destruction. Now, as they block out and they work to block out that light in a spiritual sense, they're working to corrupt the light, to destroy the child of God, to keep the child of God away from any option or access to being able to reach or to break forward or to move forward in anything specific. So that's part of it. You know, that's part of what they do. That's part of why they target the children of God that are out there and doing their thing. That's why they seek to keep away opportunity. Or if you are thinking that you're moving into an opportunity, a lot of times that'll just be a trap that they're setting up. And this is why it's so important for you to listen to the quickening of the Spirit of God, because He will lead and guide you through. He'll help you to have discernment where you know where something is a blessing and something that's coming from Him versus something that's a trap and something that the world is trying to use to try to capture your soul, to try to immobilize you, to try to put you in a place where you can't do anything. You can't move. You can't think. You can't act. You know, that's part of what the world is trying to do. So you got to understand that that's what they're doing on that side. On the flip side, for, you know, the extracting of the soul, that is the eternal thing within you. That is the thing that has lasting significance. That is the valued commodity on this earth, you know, that is growing here. And what the world is seeking to do is to extract that. And that's why too, when they make their offers that come from the world to try to get you on their side, and they escalate those offers, the reason partly for that is because when a person takes that, they're now pulled back into that system. So they don't. So even though they extend certain things to you, certain benefits in the world, but that soul comes back in. So they give you a limited time offer with eternal consequence, but a limited time offer, and it's legitimate in its own way, but now you're pulled back in, and that soul doesn't get away, that soul doesn't escape, and it gets recycled into this thing, and that thing gets bigger and stronger, and it just continues to be this growing parasite that just grows and destroys and just seeks to destroy. Now, for the child of God, God has made a way for you. God has made a way for your provision. He's made a way for your protection. He's made a way for your health. He's made a way for you to have purpose. He's given you assignments and tasks here in the earth. Jesus had work that he did, but he didn't do it the way the world did. Things that he did were he did what he saw the Father doing. He spoke the words he heard his Father speaking. You know, when we work, we want to be in step because you want your labors. You want to be about your Father's business. This is important because that which is done in connection with the Spirit and is led by Him has eternal value, has eternal significance, has eternal merit, has something that is going to be, at the close of this whole thing, having been worthwhile. And it would be much better for you to spend 2 days of your life having done that which God would have for you than 100 years laboring in the world. Because those 2 days doing what God had for you to do actually had some eternal significance, and everything done in the world was just to the destruction of others and a system that was going to collapse anyways. See, when you see the outline in the book of Daniel of those kingdoms and what happened to them and the shattering that took place and all of that, when you see what that is, the consequence of that is all of it becomes like, and when they were crushed by that rock that was cut out of the mountain without human hands, and it grew and it filled, and when it crushed it, it broke it into powder, it pulverized it, and the wind swept and blew, and there wasn't a trace of it left. So we're transitioning, brothers and sisters. We're moving. And so a lot of these things are going to crack up. And as they crack up, it's going to be some times of incredible upheaval. So God promised to shake everything that could be shaken. And so the only things that can't be shaken are the things on that solid foundation. Who is a solid foundation? Well, Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. He is the rock. He is that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. So there's plenty of scriptures there that tell us where our stability is in these times, where our peace is in these times, where our direction is in these times, where our provision is in these times, where our community is in these times. Now, this is, again, the difference between the false and the fake community and that which is real. The false and the fake community, and many times we've seen that in the devil's substitution and his impersonation and his posturing of something called a church, but it's not the true church, versus the true community, which is the true followers of Christ, which, hey, in the realm of the Spirit, it's right there, and you know it. You meet a brother or you meet a sister in Christ, and it's right there. That connection is there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But we've learned, you know, because there's also been false brothers and false sisters that have tried to infiltrate, tried to come in, tried to set up and establish their own things, again, back to a trap. Because what are they doing? They're doing what the world wants them to do. What's that? To try to harvest souls. So once this starts all becoming exposed for what it is, now you know, and now you can adjust. I mean, scriptures tell us, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we know that if you don't know, then, and you just kind of go forward and you think, oh, okay, that job offer there is, see, that's the thing. How often, if you go to a traditional church setting, would they just be like, oh, this is God blessing you? No, maybe it's not. Maybe it is, and maybe it's not. But you can't look at it on a surface level. God doesn't look at things on a surface level. He looks for motives. He looks for intentions. He looks for that which, where something is coming from. Is it done with a clean motive and a clean intent? Is it come from His Spirit, or is there something else? Is there deception woven in? Just like Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. Is there something else that the enemy seeks to put into that and weave into that in order to try to destroy you? See, there's always that element too that is there, and this is one thing you've got to just be mindful of, is how the enemy wants to lace that in when he gets the opportunity. Just that little bit of corruption to try to bring that in, and you've got to watch for that. And, you know, that requires some vigilance. That requires you know, as Proverbs and Psalms, you know, both in the different ways, discuss how, you know, to guard your heart. For out of it comes the issues of life. You guard your heart above all things. For out of it comes the issues of life. You've got to be mindful. If you don't let the Spirit of God quicken you, then it's going to be a situation where you start going by your natural understanding. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So oftentimes that which is your natural understanding is going to get you into a trap. Time and again, I've been stuck into certain situations because of the way that I would think, and not necessarily the leading and the guiding of the Spirit, but, you know, things seem good on a natural level. But there's a difference, you know, and then when you come back, you know, I think sometimes God's allowed for certain situations for my education. That's a whole different thing. But with that, you know, we're in a journey. Now we've experienced some things, all right? We've gone through some stuff. So now here's where we are this day. And, you know, the wave has already begun. We're on that wave. We're moving forward. Things are continuing to build. You know, we discussed not too long ago how, you know, as the wave continues to build, and one thing that happens is the revealing of what's under the surface sort of when there's a massive wave coming through. So how so much is being exposed in this time. And it's important. You know, it's important for things to be seen. So don't be too perplexed when you see evil being seen and understood for being truly evil in this time, because I think that's part of it. That's part of what's necessary. Is things have to be exposed in that floodlight before everything goes to the next part. I think that's important. You know, you want to see things for what they are. They can't be hidden in these little back rooms. They need to be exposed. It needs to be shouted from the rooftops. All of that stuff is part of it. So, yeah, just you know, wanted to check in with you guys, tell you guys God bless you, you know, encourage you guys with that which is part of where we're at right now, which this is a good time, brothers and sisters, to be here, because we're in the middle of so many things that God is doing. Pray. You know, I'll always encourage you guys to that. Just stay in that spirit of prayer. Also, I would encourage you you know, with the scriptures, sometimes I struggle to read just because, you know, it's just, you get wore down. And even in those times, I like the audio Bibles, and they're out there these days where you can just put it on. And sometimes I'll do that even when, you know, I'm going to bed. I will just put the scriptures on and just let them play. Or sometimes I listen to podcasts too, but put those things in there that will strengthen your spirit, that will quicken you, that will put that word forward that is going to help. And because the world is always trying to get its stuff in front of your eyes. It's always trying to get its stuff into your brain. It's always trying to control that thinking. And we've talked about this before, of how the enemy works to control your mind and your thinking and direct your thinking to get you to have crappy thinking, and so that you'll also have crappy outcomes. That you will also be speaking even against yourself, that you'll be speaking even against God's plan and purpose for your life, because you, brother, you, sister, have the power to create, because God has given that power and put that power in you. You have creative life flowing, power flowing through you. And so even as God would speak, and he would speak things into creation, he knows that you've been made in the image and likeness of God, and you can speak things into being created. You can speak and things will happen. So the enemy wants you to speak death and destruction upon yourself. He wants you to speak against yourself. He wants you to speak negatives into your life. He wants you to he wants you to create something else contrary to what it is that God's plan and purpose is for you. Does that make sense? Can you see how he would want to do that? Now, there is power in the words that we speak. At the same time, I don't want to go off into left field either with those name it and claim it prosperity gospel preachers. No, nothing like that. What I am saying, though, just be mindful of your words, because the power, there's power in the tongue. Speak blessing over your life. Speak blessing over the people's lives around you. Bless them. Let them know. Let your words have power, and they can create in the lives of people. So often, you know, just speak good things over your brothers and sisters, and speak them over your own life too. You know, there's that element that the enemy works so hard to do, which is to bring in these negative pieces into our existence and to try to make them take root within you. But knowing that and being mindful of that, no, speak life, speak light, speak truth. You know, push that life and light of the living God in and through every area of your being, and just surrender every part, so there is no hospitable environment for anything of the enemy. And when you speak, you know, let that word flow. Let that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, flow through you. Because it will cut asunder, it will expose, it will reveal things for what they are. And knowing that God is with you, thank Him. Thank Him in the middle of all of this. And trust Him. He's going to show you the way to go. So, okay. So don't worry about anything, you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.